No. It was part of the job, and we also knew that the radiation level was very low, or we wouldn't be going in. We also knew that it wasn't going to collapse. The parts that collapse are calculated. Nothing like the... There's not a great deal of mystery about it. The atomic blast is confined in a tunnel complex that is constructed in order to accept the blast and to collapse. It's made to collapse in behind some what we call stems. The stems are parts of the tunnel that have been filled with sand and grout. They try to make it the same density as the rock.
Wow.
And we called it ground-matching grout. Well, anyhow, it was very close to the same density as the rock. And in that way, it doesn't attract blast waves, and it doesn't turn them away. So when the shear waves are coming through the rock, they don't favor going one way or the other. The stems act just as though they're part of the rock.
Okay.
And then the blast is kept beyond them. In Marshmallow, we had four stems. Each one of them was about 50 or 60 feet of tunnel filled up.
Wow.
And there were four of them. And they were calculated by some scientists. One of them told me that according to his calculations, the last stem will move 4 inches.
Oh, wow.
And when they went in and we did the reentry and surveyed it, the last stem had moved 4 inches.
Wow.